Hello, listeners. How are you doing? This is Steve coming at you for another episode of GSS. This is a slightly special one coming at you once again from the bloody brilliant studios of Radio Adelaide. We have James and Ali in with us today.
Hey.
That's James making the sounds and Ali saying, hey, like a female fonts of some sort. Yes, excellent. Yeah. And we're going to be talking to you today about one of my least favorite subjects and one of Ali's most favorite subjects. Stevemus. Yes.
Stevemus. I've never heard of Stevemus, so
It's much more popular than Christmas around here.
Yeah, around here.
Around in here. My it's head. A very small circle.
In your head, town, which right. has a population right. of one.
Yes, that's right. In that town.
So it's been almost a year to the day, hasn't it?
It has, since we've all been up together. And this is the first time we've had three mics that actually work. And a computer that we can actually log into. And
Well, the truth is that we've actually had a fight for about a year now. We've only just come back together and made up. And
that's right. This is our reconciliation episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I would
that's
just it. Like to say sorry.
But I would too, but I can't remember what we were fighting about.
You were just a prick, man.
Right. Well, that'd be it.
And you were a bitch.
That'd explain it. Yeah. That sounds about right. So, guys, what are your Christmas plans this year? Have you got something? Are you doing something big? What's going on?
Shitloads of presents.
Drama.
I did dream of strapping Steve into a chair and forcing him to watch Justin Bieber movies.
Yeah, that's a Christmas present for you. Yes. Not anyone else.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we could videotape it and then it would be a present for the whole world.
You could sell it to people.
Yeah.
That's it. Watch Steve having Bieber.
It's like those, you know, those crazy kids on YouTube that just go mental over certain things and they get like hundreds of thousands of hits.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It could be
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
like this grown man going mental because he's forced to watch a Bieber movie.
Yeah.
I would go mental. That's true. I hate that kid.
We have had an interesting discussion in our family this year because I'm trying to get around this whole idea of being forced to buy each other presents that they probably don't want.
Right. Yeah.
And I think we should all give each other cash and then all go and spend our own cash in the sales afterwards. You get twice as much.
No cash.
Exactly what you want.
No cash. Yeah. Cash is not a gift.
Because cash isn't a gift.
Everybody
cash is a
gift.
Great gift.
If you're all giving cash, why is anyone giving anyone anything? Just
Good
fucking
point.
Keep the cash.
Good point. Let's all do it Steve style.
That's
and
bullshit.
No one gives anyone anything.
It's
we
like,
just walk
oh,
around
look,
and say,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Steve.
Here's $5. And then someone else gives you $50. That's not right.
You know, I value your relationship $45 less than that other person.
Exactly. You can't do that. I'm sorry.
You get shit canned pretty hard because you everybody's trying to make up the appearance of keeping the traditional spirit of Christmas. I keep hearing the spirit of Christmas. It's giving me the shits, but they're trying to cover over the commercialism.
Yeah.
That's all it's about because if you just go for the spirit of Christmas and enjoy Christmas with your family, don't bring presents, you're fucked.
Yeah, totally.
But
yeah.
the thing is, totally. Though, if you... I mean, I'm a big present buyer.
Yeah.
But
You're
I buy presents because I enjoy shopping for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. Whereas what I don't like about James's family is that the person that's buying me a gift this year, I've never met her and she lives in America. And I'm sure that she's a lovely person, but
how many
where
handguns
I come
do you
from,
really need?
Well, yeah. where I come from, you buy a present
that's
because
obviously
you want
the present
to.
She's going to get, right? Handguns, bullets, something like that.
Yes, that's all they give each other in America.
And it's always tricky to get it shipped into customs when you're sending it to Australia, too. That's it.
That's why you didn't get any presents those last few years. Because they were confiscated at customs.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an AK-47 with hollow point bullets. I don't know.
Did she?
No, I wish. No, I'm more into melee weapons.
And a cavity search.
That's it. Good. Well, I've got something similar, actually, this year. I'm entering the secret gift thing for the first time in my life, and I likewise have to buy a present for a guy that I have never met, ever. I know the only thing I know about him is that he's a 26-year-old male, and he is my cousin's boyfriend. That's all I know.
Condoms, then. You know that he's having sex, so...
I prefer not to think of that.
To guide you in the potential present.
A chastity belt.
A chastity belt. I like the way you think.
Male or female?
My cousin is female.
Right, yes. So he's not gay?
No.
Okay.
No.
Or
no.
homosexual as the... anyway.
Homo-gay-sexual.
So No, I'll...
You're a gay homosexual.
I'm kind of leaning towards the idea of taking back the word gay.
Really?
And
I think it was a good word. We don't have a word that's replaced it since we lost gay. You know?
Yeah, happy.
We don't. No. Because it's more than that. It's more than that. It was like happy and fun and carefree and, you know, just blah. Gay was a very specific, specific word.
It encompassed all the happy words.
Yeah,
didn't it
did. Yeah. It did. And then it was stolen by the homosexual agenda
community. Yes.
Is that what you call it?
Are you sure it was stolen or was or were they labelled?
I don't know.
I think that
I'm
they
just
were
trying
labelled.
To play one of those right wing radio guys who goes.
Well, no,
it's all the fault of the gays and the Asians.
Beaten up,
you know,
on Hindley Street.
Gay was more the PC word for it because
the radio guys, not the gay guys.
Homosexual got shortened to homo, and then that became offensive.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, and that happens a lot. Happens a lot. Yeah. Like with the mentally retarded kids, you know, the name of them has changed every 5 or 6 years since I was a kid, you know, because they come out with like, okay, we're going to call them spastics. All right, you fucking spastic. All right, we can't call them spastics anymore.
No,
we're going
to
call
them
minders.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you're minder. All right, we can't call them minders anymore.
Well, because
you know,
all of those things, aren't they all, those letters stand for something? Like stands for something, spastic.
Yeah, like organizations.
Yeah,
that's it.
But
that's
they
it.
Keep getting used as a swear word.
Because kids are cruel.
Yeah.
They will use any ammo
well, if kids
that they
can
have available.
Turned mentally challenged into a put down.
Well, they did, didn't they?
Mentally challenged.
They did. They do it now. What are you mentally challenged? Oh my god!
Yeah.
It's like you cannot beat it.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot beat it. You can't beat little buttholes stealing your favorite words and turning them into insulting slang. Yeah. That's nice.
I like to look over the year at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, New Year's is coming and people start thinking about New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get onto the resolutions. And
not
Ali's making the noise, the hand quack thing like
talk,
I'm doubling.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah,
blah. Yeah, yeah.
But no, what I like to think about is my favorite supermarket story. As you know, I like supermarket stories.
Yeah,
and
you
I have quite a
fetish.
Few. Yes. And I had a recent one.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just like to share quickly. If
absolutely,
that's,
go nuts.
Okay, are you going to make
go
faces
nuts.
At
Why
me, Ali?
Does it matter?
We're like on the radio. No one will be able to see if she made faces at you or not. You'll be fine.
If I stop talking, it's because Ali made
a
face.
Okay.
Put up a blinker on the left side of your face so you can't see her, and it'll all be
so
fine.
So I'm choosing some bread rolls,
mm-hmm.
and I hear a splat noise behind me.
Right.
I turn around, and there's this dude in his late 60s, early 70s,
mm-hmm.
on his back.
Wow.
Wow.
Right.
There's
right.
like a gaggle of people just stunned staring at him, and he's on the ground frozen.
Ass over
tit completely. Wow. He'd slipped on
a banana peel. Please say a banana peel.
No, something that resembled a cream bun.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was in the bakery section.
Yeah, bakery section. Yeah. So,
them cream buns are lethal.
So he slowly gets up, and a few people help him, and a few murmurs of, oh, I should see the fuckers, you know, that sort of stuff, as you'd expect.
Mm.
A couple of staff finally came running over, and, oh, you okay, sir? Oh, gosh, somebody must have put that there. We did.
Yeah. Please don't sue us.
That was like God putting the dinosaur bones there to test people's faith.
That's it, we'll test you.
So if that
with
wasn't
science.
Enough on its own just to see that or, you know, be right next to that while it happened, it gets better.
Right.
Because one of the other customers said to the guy, oh, looks like you've landed in something. You've got something on your pants. Oh, right. So there's a 70-year-old dude trying to look at his ass in the middle of the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
And this other guy's pointing, saying, no, here, no, can you? And he says, can you touch it for me so I know? He's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe, do you have a tissue? Maybe I'll just try and, I'm sorry. It's a bit messy. Sorry.
So
uptight. So this guy, this old dude, he gets one of the staff that works there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of
can
the supermarket...
Can you please wipe my ass?
The guy runs over and gets some napkins or something.
Yeah.
He comes back, and this 70-year-old dude is bent forward with his hands on his knees, sticking his ass out, and this 17-year-old pimple-faced kid is behind him with this big wad of tissues, wiping his ass.
Wiping the cream off his ass.
All right. There's a lovely mental image for the players at home. Excellent.
Always keep
creepy.
A close eye out on your supermarket.
That's it. And what dignity in being old. There's none.
No.
There is none.
I think he did a pretty good job of it, though, by the sounds. Like, he didn't he sort of, you know, wasn't he taking the piss by asking this kid to wipe his ass for
it? I think so, because your option is to sue, and who wants to do that? That's a pain in the ass. You might as well just...
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Just create a funny
situation. I had a
situation
recently where I could have sued someone, and it was just way too much trouble. Just way too much trouble.
It is slightly exhausting.
I'm not a very litigious person at the best of times, but, you know.
Long gone are the days when you can just beat the shit out of somebody and it's all
okay. Well, that's it. I long for the days where I could have just rounded up a posse and gone round to his family home and set fire to it while waiting outside the windows so that when they jumped out to avoid the flames, we could stick a spear through their head. You know, that was nice and simple. It was straightforward. Everyone understood what was going to happen if you pissed off the Parkers, you know. But now it's...
Now they see you if you do.
I heard you guys use pitchforks.
Pitchforks. We were farming people.
Parker Pitchfork.
Parker Pitchfork. Is there a Parker Pitchfork?
There's a Parker pen.
Just about everything else. There's Parker Pens. There's Parker Brothers Games. There's lots of Parker stuff.
There's a Parker.
You can wear a Parker.
You could smother someone in a Parker.
That's right. That's
right. I just Parkered your ass.
Yes, I want to turn my last name into a verb.
You just got Parkered.
It's an adverb for a particular type of death. Yeah. That's good. Please, everyone listening at home, try and spread that around. Killing someone with a thick winter jacket is now known as parkering.
Give up planking, try parkering.
That's right. Planking always looked very, very dull to me. Very dull and very crazy. So we're doing well on this Stevemus episode where we haven't spoken much about Stevemus, but that's okay.
Thank God.
That's okay.
Stevemus is bullshit.
It's kind of not my thing, isn't it?
No,
it's not my thing.
It's the only lame ass attempt to avoid Christmas.
Yeah. No, fuck Christmas too. Yeah.
What was that Seinfeld episode? What do they celebrate? What's George's that? Family.
Oh, Festivus.
Festivus.
Festivus. And we have a steel pole instead of a Christmas tree. Oh, that was awesome. I love the efficiency of that.
Yeah.
I just love it. I just love
it. And then you go around the circle and say, you know, what pisses you off about everybody.
That's right. Oh, how awesome. Dude, if we did that at the Parker family Christmas, there would be blood on the walls, I guarantee it.
That's fantastic.
You know,
isn't it better for the truth to come out rather than all fake smiles and
not
bullshit?
My clan. Not my bloodline. No, no, no. We keep it all tucked way down deep. All those feelings get suppressed.
Too much going on in the family, eh?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mm. We all secretly loathe each other and just want them all to die. All right, it's not quite that bad, but we're definitely not the sort of people who, you know, talk through issues and all that sort of thing. So,
we went to Carol's by candlelight the other night.
Right, there you go.
It was
do you
lovely.
Want to tell the listeners at home, 97% of whom are, 95% of whom are not Australian, what Carol's by candlelight is?
Oh, everyone goes to a park, like it's a big thing. They have like hundreds of thousands of people. Everyone goes and
in
they
Adelaide,
do a little...
In they have hundreds of thousands of people.
So back off,
it's
Steve.
It's pretty big.
People were actually dancing too.
Yeah, people
so
were freely dancing. so you go to a park at about 8 p.m. and then they do like a big celebrity sort of carols thing and you sing along and you have a candle, which isn't a candle anymore. It's a torch shaped like a candle.
Kind of like a candle.
Apart
more like
from
a
that,
flashlight, but
advertising.
But it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I went to one when I was very young, as I mentioned, and it was all right. I enjoyed it when I was like 10 or something.
Well, I haven't been for like 15 years, so I thought it was about time.
The best part of it was right somewhere close to the middle, because they had massive TV screens up on both sides. Mm-hmm. For everybody to see what was going on, they popped in a little Harvey Norman's commercial.
Did they now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
there was quite a bit of advertising. It was.
I must admit, I was wondering how it was going to be paid for because they don't charge you for admission, do they?
Yeah, Goldpoint. Yeah, but it all goes
Gold
that all goes
donation.
To charity.
Yeah, that's right.
That
right.
all goes to charity. Harvey Norman paid for the fireworks, I believe.
They made that very clear. Yes.
Yeah, right. They made it very clear.
Thank you, Harvey Norman, for the fireworks that we're about
I
to see.
I love corporations that jump into like charities and go, "Yes, we will help. Mm. We will help all the way down the line. We'll do everything we can as long as everybody knows damn well that we're helping this charity.
Yeah.
We're all for charity, but not for free, you know." Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Okay. I would be embarrassed to, you know, advertise at a charity.
It is.
I don't get it.
I guess when you're a big corporation, there's no shame because there's no real face behind it that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's it. I've never met Harvey or any of the Normans. I don't know any of them. I don't know what they look like.
No.
They're probably dead. They're probably
Harvey
robots.
Is still alive and kicking, and
really?
I think
I don't think
I don't
his
know what
name is Harvey.
His last name's Harvey. Ron Harvey or something like that.
I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
What, and the Norman guy was his partner or something, so they created Harvey Norman.
Yeah. And I think it's just Harvey now.
Mr. Harvey and Mr. Norman.
Yeah, there you are.
Queensland, I think.
Everyone out of Australia thrilled by that tale? Are you all thrilled by Harvey Norman?
God, you must be asleep.
Harvey Norman Electricals. You can go there to get your white goods, I think.
No.
I'm not exactly sure.
All right.
But they sell everything. They sell furniture. They sell electrical. They sell computer games. They sell everything.
And everything's on special at the moment, so if you get down there quick, 2 days left. Big sale. Thanks for the fireworks.
Thanks for the fireworks. That's it.
It's all fireworks.
But they were pretty fireworks.
Yeah.
And they were set to like the, you know, the Christmas Carol mix at the end.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Bang! All right.
Bang. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. I like fireworks. Fireworks are fun.
I think they're a waste of money.
Oh, of course they are. Almost everything we do is. You know?
Yes.
They're just so expensive.
I will always fondly remember being 8 years old and thinking it was hilarious when they were asking, what colour should we fire now? And you call out black. I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
That is
black fireworks.
Somewhat amusing.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah, absolutely. And then the guy from SAFM would always pretend he could hear us and go, who asked for black? Ha, 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 ha. You know, it was a...
Yeah.
It was kind of cheesy, but we liked it. We were eight. You know,
of course.
Come on. You like a lot of things when you're eight.
12-ish on holidays, and we, one of my friend's dads always brought firecrackers to this community holiday there that we all had at this beach place, and we'd all hire a caravan, and there was these cliffs on the beach, and we got a bunch of little M80s, and we started blowing up the side of the cliff. Underneath where the caravans were all parked.
Hey, clever. All
this was my friend's dad, who was a well-to-do businessman in the community.
It's erode our foundations. Excellent. Excellent. With explosives, no less. Excellent. Awesome.
Explosives. Good.
I think we are possibly, about to be joined by Tom from the radio show that I am on. Would you guys like to squidge up and share a mic so that he can jump on for a minute? I don't know if the audience at home heard the band that's recording in the in one studio over. That's pretty cool.
What's up, Tom?
Yeah, if you want to grab three, James and Ellie will share two for the moment.
Oh,
you sure?
These are my podcast partners. We've been working together for a few years.
Hey, guys. How are you?
And I've managed to slip them into the studio while no one's looking.
Oh, thank you. Well,
that's great.
I'm sorry to interrupt here.
No, that's absolutely fine. This is the mighty Tom from the proper radio show that I am on called Bleep. Bleep, which is 11 p.m. Tuesday to 1 a.m. Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Yes, yes.
The video game show for nostalgic gamers by nostalgic gamers.
That's right. Talking about all the old good stuff. Yes.
It is lots of fun.
Yes.
Only about I don't know if I should say how much time we've got until that show, because this is not live, is
that's
it?
That's right. No, no. This is just going up sometime.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm not going to say that.
That's right. Come on, guys. You have to log on in, you know, probably, 3 months ago. When are you going to hear
they
this episode?
It,
I don't know. Whenever you
exactly.
Like. Whenever you like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. But we are on every week for the next 13 weeks, so you've got plenty of time to catch up.
It should be a lot of fun. Right. Yeah. Tuesday night's 11 p.m.
That's
2
right.
hours. So
2 hours of... We have retro gaming goodness.
We have a lot of video games fill in 2
what
hours.
Are we covering tonight, Tom? Anything exciting for the listeners?
Well, I'll be doing a review of Beauty Factory.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
Which
we've heard about this one.
Which stands at about 15% on Metacritic, I think. This is a game score, so it's very, very low.
Terrible game.
It's very, very... it's a terrible game. You run a cosmetics factory.
Excellent.
And it's about as fun as it sounds.
Do you get to test on animals and stuff?
No.
I want to put rouge on fluffy bunnies.
That would be good. I don't think the game designers were even sort of talented enough to render animals.
No, doesn't sound like
that. No. That would have been just too good for
too
them.
Too realistic,
I think.
Too high tech. Mm. Yeah.
Would it get a higher rating if you could?
Probably. I think anything else would probably give this game a higher rating, so it's that bad. But yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Excellent.
And what else is there? We'll be talking a little bit about Christmas games. Because
it is
Christmas in a few days' time.
It is indeed. So we prefer Steve-mas while we're in here.
Steve-mas, I'm sorry.
Yes,
yeah. We'll be celebrating Steve-mas.
Yes, the people on this side of the desk prefer Steve-us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What else? I believe you'll be reviewing Masquerade, the Bloodlines.
Right. That's right. Mm. The greatest vampire game ever made in the history of mankind.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've also thrown in a fair few 80s video game songs.
Excellent. So there's
a bit of Koto, Italo Disco.
All right.
If you're not familiar. But what else? A song based on Pac-Man and also a song based on Space Invaders. So
awesome.
So it should be pretty cool.
Although this gives me an opportunity to bring up an issue. I couldn't help but notice that we're two episodes in and we still haven't played Computer Games by MySex. What's up with that?
It is on a CD that I've got. But I think every time Phil sees it, he deliberately tries to skip it.
Block it out. Mm-hmm. Pretend it doesn't exist.
I'm pretty sure I've put it on every disc.
Right.
And it's just not being played.
Yeah, so maybe
I should just give up. There's a few songs.
We'll tie Phil up in the corner.
There's
and
a few
play
songs he seems to be skipping. I don't know.
Right, right. Must be that strange taste thing that some people have got going
on.
I don't know. I don't get it.
My sex, though. It's an institution.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Funky New Zealand rockers.
That's right.
Awesome. Mm. Awesome. Good
stuff. Anyway, I sorry to hijack the show here, guys.
No problem.
Thank you. I'll put it back to you guys, and I'd better go do some work, because I've only got 1.5 hours until the start of the show, and I still haven't really worked out what we're going to do.
Ah, good
stuff.
So
it should be good.
Excellent. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming in. Catch you soon.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, guys.
All right.
No worries.
Groovy. Excellent. Can you hear that band rocking
next door,
people?
That's awesome.
That is amazing. That's the glory of being in community radio. They actually occasionally rent out the studio to, just people that want studio space because we have to make enough money to keep the roof over our head.
Mm.
And next door right now, I mean, in Studio One, we've got someone presenting the actual Radio Adelaide programming. We're in Studio Three here doing our little recording. Over in Studio Four, there's a band cutting a disc or something is probably what they called it in around 1940.
Cutting a rug.
No, that's dancing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. In Studio 5, nothing's going on because it's tiny. I don't know where Studio 2 is. I'm not sure there is a Studio 2. I think Studio 2 might be a myth.
Oh.
It goes straight to 1, 3, 4, 5. I don't know where Studio 2 is.
You didn't hear about the deaths in Studio 2?
The deaths in Studio 2. It's been boarded up until the Ghostbusters can get through it.
Yes. It's like the Hogwarts train station to Hogwarts where
that's right.
You go to Studio 2, it's like a closet or something.
It's between Studio 3 and Studio 4. Just run straight at the wall and think good thoughts.
And they're going at least 18 kilometres an hour.
That's right.
Don't
when
go
the
17.
Lightning bolt strikes. No, I don't know. We're mixing up stories now. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Marty McFly could have fit into any film ever, in my opinion, and done pretty well.
So tell me what your favourite Christmas food is. Like, what's something that somebody makes at Christmas that you eat?
That's my Aunt Beth's roast potato. It is the greatest roast potato on the face of the planet.
Nice.
I would put it up against anyone else's. It's just
go,
great.
Aunt Beth.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Mm. How about yourself? You got a favorite?
Yes, my auntie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
She makes.
Don't say roast potatoes, or we'll have a fight.
No, it's a cheesy potato dish. But she makes.
That's got potatoes in it. That's enough, Aunt Wars!
I know, but it's not. It's so different. She makes like she gets like the powdered French onion soup mix, and she adds cream, and she makes this like French onion potato bake with cheese on the top. And oh my god, it's amazing.
Mmm, that sounds interesting. Jay, anything?
You don't have to.
Of the cooked variety.
Yeah.
No.
Anything?
You don't have to be currently eating it.
I don't eat on Christmas Day.
No. Well, your family's all Christian. Christians can't cook. They're terrible at it.
No, they can cook fine. But they eat all these meat and animal products.
Oh, I see.
What did you used to like on Christmas Day? What did you look forward to eating on Christmas Day?
Back before your brain was warped.
See, like some people make like amazing pavlovas or
turkey with that green jelly stuff.
Mint jelly.
Mm. There you go. I prefer cranberry myself.
I don't like. I like gravy. Gravy.
Mm, mm. I'm not a massive fan of turkey, I have to say. I just I don't.
Stephen.
No, I don't like it.
I mix up the green, red, and brown all together in a big jelly-like puree.
It's minty fruit gravy.
That sounds revolting.
I remember the year that I first discovered that mixing foods together tasted pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I would always keep everything really separate.
Oh, interesting. Mm. There you go. I was always a masher.
Yeah, me too.
I'd just get everything except the meat that was on my plate and just mix it up together.
Yeah.
That'd be like my gruel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mashed potato was born to hold peas in place.
It was. Yeah. And chopped carrot.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Everything, all those veggies,
corn,
you mix them in with the mashed potato.
Yep.
That's it.
With a bit of sauce.
Yes. Yep. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Potato.
Potato.
But even better than Christmas Day was the next day after.
Boxing
and the leftover
day.
Turkey would go into turkey pie.
Turkey pie.
I've never heard of turkey pie.
Yeah, it's better because it's a day old.
Yeah.
Day old turkey.
Just wipe your chin there, dude. You're drooling on your shirt.
His mum is a pretty amazing cook, I must say. She makes some seriously nice meats.
Yeah. All right.
Pip Barbie the other day. You love that.
Oh, my God. We buried meat and then dug it up and it was cooked.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Never had a pit Barbie before.
I've never even heard the concept.
There you go. It's a lot of work.
It's like you buried this, you lit a fire, and now what? And then it comes up and it's wrapped in all these sacks. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You have to plan it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't think, hey, let's do a pit barbecue. Yeah. I'm hungry. That's for tomorrow.
I watched a great little...
no meat for you tonight. You wait.
We need leftovers for tomorrow. You don't touch.
I bury this shit.
I watched this great documentary on New Zealand, I think it was, and they've still got this great naval tradition, of course. They've always been incredible seafarers traveling all over the place. And they had these things where basically they'd send out all their fishermen and all that sort of stuff at the start of the new season or something like that. It was like a big celebration ritual. And they'd all bring back, you know, basically just all sorts of things that they've caught, you know, prawns and fish and turtles or whatever the hell. And all of it would go into this big pit barbecue type thing. And the whole island basically, you know, comes in and just chows down and has a big party time and all that sort of stuff. But like a lot of it was, there. This one particularly freaky one that I remember is how they cooked prawns in a pit barbecue, which was to basically clean out a piece of bamboo. And then stuff in like some leaves, coconut leaves or something like that, and then some prawns, and then some more coconut leaves and more prawns. So you'd end up with a tube of prawns that was sort of flavoured by the coconut.
Right.
Yeah, they got some really intense stuff going on.
Can you explain to the Americans what the prawns are? Prawns or shrimp?
Shrimp.
Just
yeah.
in case.
Bit better.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think. I don't even know if they're better.
They're the same thing.
Are they exactly the same? So no, we've got
yabbies. See, I don't think
prawns and yabbies.
Yeah, I don't think shrimp are exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't, actually. I think shrimp are a little bit different.
They're the same.
I think, no, aren't they like cocktail prawns? You know the cocktail prawns? That's shrimp,
really little
isn't
ones.
It? That's
They're
shrimp.
Prawns. Prawns and shrimp. Yeah, it's like raisins and sultanas.
He would know. Right. He's been to both places.
Well,
they're all
they're
shriveled
different
grapes.
Raisins and sultanas.
No, they're both shriveled grapes.
Ah, but raisins are seedless.
No, they're not.
Yeah, no, raisins are... Hang on. No. Raisins are red grapes, aren't they? And sultanas
anymore.
Are green grapes.
I've completely...
Same thing.
It isn't. It's not the same.
I think a raisin is a prawn that you've hung on a grapevine for way too long and it's dried out.
Hey, here's one. Dickhead and James. Same thing.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I know that we do have some like that, like in Australia we have cows, and in America they have Texans, but it's the same thing. Yeah. You like that one? Do you like that one? That was a good one.
They have fat chicks. Same thing.
They got fat chicks. That's right. Yeah. Like around Australia, we've got
and the
dugong.
They're the same as, what do you say, Texans, or are they the same as
Texans.
Cows?
Yeah. Texans Which? And gals.
It's all the same.
Yeah. Right.
It's all the same
all
thing.
The same. All the same.
Okay.
The same. That was my pathetic version at a joke.
That was great.
I was right there
with you. It was.
Yeah, excellent. That's
Jerk
great.
The holes with bowels of Steve's jokes. La 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 la.
I think that's fail.
Oh.
But Steve's jokes, they generally fall pretty flat.
Fail. That's really hard to say.
It is, isn't it? Mm. It's surprisingly difficult. Try that one at home, listeners. You'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, sing the Steve Christmas carol.
That's right.
That's a good idea.
Steve's
prawn and shrimp both mean something deliciously edible from the sea. probably with several legs and a hard shell.
Did it say something deliciously edible?
Says. Yeah.
Wow. Well, see, I don't think it's delicious, so that's wrong. That's
no,
wrong.
Alice. Yeah. Alice hates prawns.
No, I hate them
she
too.
She can't stand them. Yucky. Pump Space Cadet, sorry. Yeah, she doesn't like them.
No, they make me want to
She
puke.
Likes virtually nothing from the sea, actually.
I don't eat anything from the sea either. Gross.
I'm not a fan, but I will admit they're very strong flavours all the time. It's the same reason I don't like turkey, actually, or any of those sort of game meats. They have a very strong
flavour. It is.
Flavor.
It's a specific flavour.
Yeah.
Same
yeah,
with, yeah. Like, yeah. Lamb is a completely separate taste to any other meat.
Mm,
and I honestly, I don't like lamb either because
really?
Of that lamb taste.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But, you know,
wow.
I like all
there
the...
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, there you are.
Oh, I'm going to eat my words. Damn it.
Here we go.
They're, yeah. Ooh. The prawns, this is some really interesting radio, by the way. So
awesome.
Go fuck
awesome.
Yourselves.
That's right. James jumping on the go fuck yourself bandwagon.
So prawns belong to the decapod family Penaeidae, while shrimp belong to the Caridea family.
Right.
Yeah,
Caridea.
Excellent. Okay. So they are actually different creatures.
They are different.
But yeah, they're both deliciously edible things from the sea.
Apparently so.
How specific? Is this wiki?
No, it's not.
I was going to say, because...
This is I Love Shrimp, I mean prawns.com.
I Love Prawns.com.
Check it out, it's really...
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fucking prawns. Well, that's prawns. Another sort of staple Australian Christmas food, though,
I was
isn't
just
it?
About to oh, say prawns. That for people that don't know. That's, you know, if you don't have prawns at Christmas time, you
might as well. But I never knew that one. It was never a big Parker one when I was growing up.
Well, the price of prawns at Christmas time really increases.
Yeah, true.
They're like, Christmas week, let's jack that price up.
Yeah.
But people still buy kilos and kilos of prawns.
That's true. That's true. And there's generally a lot of leftovers.
Mm. No.
I do, however, know an awesome sauce for it.
Do you know what really bothers me about the prawn?
Yep.
Is that you have to pull their poo
tract
out.
Yeah, I don't like
out.
That. I don't like that. The poo tube. That should be, like, genetically
what
removed or something.
What the fuck's going on there? And make you expect us to eat this after I pull its poo tube out?
Yeah. Now, granted, it's mostly sand, but that doesn't exactly make it better, does it?
No.
I don't want to eat sand either.
I can see your shit.
Yeah, poo sand. Pooey sand. No.
It's poo
no.
in
yeah.
a tube.
Yeah, no.
That's
no.
like saying that, that to eat this, I have to remove its bowel.
Well, that's true enough.
And then I can eat this. And then its eyes, like its eyes are there and its little
you have to pull its head
pointy
right off.
Face. And
yeah. why pull its tail.
It is so
barbaric. Why even remove the poo tube? Because it's a poo eater.
Nobody
yeah, it
eats
eat
bottom
poo.
Feeders.
Everything
I don't know
poo,
because
so
I don't eat prawns.
It's
but you pull out the poo tube to eat the prawn. You don't go eating poo.
No.
Not visible poo.
No.
It's disgusting.
Secondhand poo's okay, though.
Secondhand poo.
If you don't know that you're flesh. Eating the poo, then that's fine.
Yeah.
I remember one Christmas.
Right.
Was
we
it a Christmas?
It down to poo. Yeah.
Was it Christmas
it
when your
awesome.
Family's phantom pooer came out? It was a Christmas day, wasn't it?
Phantom shitter.
The phantom pooper.
No, the phantom shitter. Always known as the phantom shitter.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
A
I
joke?
Wasn't there.
Isn't that a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
I thought it was.
This
but
is quite
this
serious.
Actually happened in your family.
There was
yes.
A, what's, twice. Two
what?
Phantom shitters. Yeah.
What?
Just shit like appears in right. random places. What the hell is shit doing there?
There was
wow.
one. What, there yeah. was one in the shower.
Shower.
What?
Shower shit.
Yeah.
There's human poo.
Shit in the shower.
Yeah.
Human.
And no one
who the
knew.
Hell is...
No one knew who it was, and it came
well,
out.
Someone knew.
Well, how long ago was it though? Like, let's put
oh,
it into perspective.
Like, you know, 15 years ago.
15 years
right.
ago.
Right.
Okay. And like last Christmas, it came out.
Wow.
Who it was,
the person
yeah.
admitted.
Wow.
They're like, it was me.
That I would never have admitted that until I was about to die.
It was
and
was
only
hilarious.
If I was damn certain that I was about to die. You know?
It was the
wow.
funniest thing because someone
wow.
brought it up. Someone went, oh, you know, because we were
the
talking about
poo.
some guy that's friends with you, remember?
Yes.
And they're like, he did a poo and like put it in the shower.
Yeah, he got the blame for it.
And I'm
wow.
like, what? So this story came out to all the people that,
yeah.
you know, aren't direct
yeah.
members
yeah,
of the
yeah,
family.
Yeah.
And we're listening to this story and the person that did it went, actually, I have a confession to make.
Oh, my God.
It was me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
She's like, I actually pooped.
She?
I shouldn't have said that.
Was it your mum, James?
The person said that they actually pooped in the bath and right. didn't know what to do, so they just right. threw it in the shower and
wow.
walked away and hoped.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wait, no one's going to notice.
My
no
God, it was the funny. Wasn't it the funniest thing ever?
Wow.
I hope I go my whole life without ever having to pick up my own poo.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. I'll second that.
Let's move on, poo.
Can we? Can yes. we?
We need one more subject before we end, but let's not end on poo.
Poo for Christmas.
Poo and Christmas.
Poo track.
That's it. If you're still thinking of presents to give for your nearest and dearest over the Christmas season.
There's a lot of shitty presents.
Consider throwing poo into the shower. Yeah. Yeah.
Get them a really shitty present this Christmas.
Give them a story to laugh about.
That's right. Oh, my God. That is revolting.
It was hilarious, though. There was not one dry eye in the house because it was so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
It was. Wow. Yeah. One of the funniest moments.
Wow.
And then, of course, last Christmas, same family, someone's giving someone else a massage and that person lost consciousness and slid under the table and we're all calling funny. Triple O and we thought that this dude had died.
It was a little more than a massage. It was a drunken chiropractic adjustment.
Yeah. Right.
At the Christmas table.
Okay.
And he was sitting there and then his eyes just rolled back in his head and this blank look came over his face and consciousness dropped away from him and then he started sliding down in his seat. And
wow.
Everyone started to lose their shit.
Allison rang 000 and
oh my.
My mom came over and slapped him in the face a few times.
She did, and it was hilarious.
Wow. Wow.
Woke him up.
Wow.
Yelling at him.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
His mum's very take charge.
Like yeah, right.
She's a nurse.
Yeah. No, we never have anything exciting like that. We just have drunk people bringing up, you know, old issues from 30 years ago. You stole my milk duds. We were six. It was 1959. Come on, let it go.
I'll give you 2 cents.
Yeah,
just shut up.
You borrowed 4 cents in 1953. Yeah, no.
It's 40 years interest.
That's it. Or, of course, because they're all teachers, they all love to complain about how little they get paid. You know, which is fair enough, to be honest. You know, teachers don't get paid.
Are people teachers in your family?
Yeah, just about all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a bloodline full of teachers. None of them wanted a real job.
So what's your excuse?
I hate school.
No, I meant for Onaman.
Being thick.
You're trying to edge around that.
I tried really hard for decades to be as stupid as I am, and I think I'm finally managing to achieve my goals.
Good true for you.
True thickness and ignorance. Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Happy Steve-mas to you.
That's it. Spit in the face of my educated family.
So who comes to give presents at Steve-mas? I mean, it's obviously not Santa. Who is
No. Well, it's no one if you're lucky, because you want to avoid. You want to avoid the attention of the powers that be at Steve-mas.
Is it the Steve-mas clause?
That's right. They'll come down your...
Steve-a-clause.
And he has claws, yes.
Father Steve-mas.
It's not fun.
Being given a gift is a curse. Because that means you have to give something back.
That's right.
No,
absolutely.
It doesn't mean that. It does not.
I give you a gift of guilt.
It does not mean that.
A gift that you didn't want.
It doesn't mean that.
See, this is an argument from last year, the year before, something like that. Something like that. Yes, yes. Ellie is always trying to get me to be more Christmassy because I'm just not.
See, I might convert.
Yeah, you see, the Steve-mas, it's much better.
It's a wooden application.
You don't need one. All you have to do is look in a mirror and say, there is no Santa 3 times. And that's it.
Can I just say something? I know that I just said that you don't have to give to receive and all that crap.
Mm-hmm. There is no Santa.
But if you intend to live your life not lonely, I wouldn't cross over to his side.
I'm not lonely. I have plenty of friends and
you are incredibly lucky that you found somebody who believes the same grinchy crap that you do about Christmas, because I think you got the only one and you're very, very lucky.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's lots.
There's not.
3 times. See, you're now a convert. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you feel better? It's a big weight off your shoulders.
I can breathe.
Yeah. It's intense.
Oh, people try that.
It's very freeing.
Just say it three times.
This end of the year.
It is. It's very freeing because I'm now single.
Ali's looking for a Christmas date.
That's right. Dear Santa.
Here, I'll take a photo
of
Ali.
Do you want to go for milk and cookies?
Look at the website because there'll be a picture of Ali in her, her singles photo thing for a dating site.
That's it.
That we'll put
That's
up.
It.
I'm wearing a Santa hat, by the way.
Yes, that's true. That's true. James has been taking photos, so there'll be a few up on the website.
So if you love Christmas,
that's right,
and
yeah.
If you love Christmas, like I love Christmas,
we should,
you'll wear a fucking Santa hat.
All right, I'll put it on. I'll put it on.
Here awesome.
Wait. I'll see if it'll fit over the headphones. It probably won't. Here we go. Yes, Ali brought us Christmas hats because she's such a Christmas file. No, I'm going to have to lose the headphones.
Oh,
it's not going to work. Here we go. I don't know how this is going to sound because I can't hear myself at the moment. But
you kind of sound like you normally sound.
Santa,
there you go.
Santa
Move
hat.
The pom-pom sort of to the... Yes,
How's
there
that?
You go.
Is that better?
So you know how to put one on.
Ho, ho, ho.
Can I flash?
You're a ho.
Is it okay if I flash?
I think so. Oh, my God, James, put it away.
There's something in front of your face.
It's a microphone.
Hey. Yeah, I know, but it's
move
obtrusive.
The microphone. I can't
really?
See your
Can you
face?
Move it away just a little bit?
Fine. All right, listeners, bear with me.
Jeez. So, right, if you're listening.
Okay, we've got a little bit of background noise.
I'm not falling asleep. Okay.
Got
it.
Excellent.
That
there you
sucks.
Go.
That photo sucks really bad.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it? Do you want to do another one?
No.
No. Excellent. Good. I can take this hat off. Most excellent. Was that some hold music
yes.
for the listeners at home?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Background noise.
That's great. Mm. That's great.
Well, excellent. Have a great new year and head to a supermarket soon.
That's right. Keep your eye out for old men asking you to wipe them.
Yeah, and get like all the cheap Christmas stuff like after Christmas. Don't
That's
miss
right.
out on next year's wrapping paper for 20 cents.
Oh, another quick supermarket story. Yeah. I was the last one before this girl was finishing her shift. And
right.
so I actually snuck in just a little bit. I shouldn't have because she didn't have her sign out properly.
Much
she,
to
so
her
she let me.
Joy,
so
I'm sure.
I then got to tell everybody else that came up behind me.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, she's closed.
She's closed.
I'm the last one.
Uh-huh. Special.
And faces on people. Wow, they get pissed off at you.
Wow.
Oh, you've really interrupted my day. Oh, I'm so... now that line's longer. Oh.
Humans.
It's crazy.
Yeah, people really need to get something else to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
People are shit.
They are. They really are.
Especially at Christmas.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, people.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. You're all fucked.
Yeah, all right. That sounds like a good good closing moment, I think. Oh, wait, we need James's Christmas photo as well. Here we go. His head is not quite as big as mine, so he can fit his with his headphones on. There we are. Ali lining up the camera now. To take the photo of James with a knob in the middle of his forehead.
Oh,
not
stupid.
Not a new pose for James.
That's stupid.
With the knob head going on.
Fuck you.
Can you look like you actually...
I'm having fun.
He is having fun. Look at that.
They're not good pictures, babe.
No, pop the flash up.
Where is that?
Flash me.
Da, da. Da, da, da,
oh.
da, da, da,
Something
da.
Else
I don't know
up.
What that music was. It definitely wasn't The Stripper, which was the piece of music I was trying to remember. And
okay.
Da,
what about The Entertainer? That was hilarious. Okay, let's take another one.
Is that a great picture? I can't help but notice that Ali brought herself a little cute hat and got us big, ridiculous, fluffy ones.
I bought this. I paid money for this.
Did
Those
you?
Were lying around the house. So get
I
fucked.
See. Okay. No, fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough.
I discovered some amazing technology today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I can't tell you because it'll sort of give something away.
Ooh.
Yeah, never mind. Maybe next show. I'll tell Steve and Steve can tell you the next show.
All when right, are you
cool.
taking
yeah.
my
cool.
picture, motherfucker?
I already took your picture, motherfucker.
No, you didn't.
God. Here we go. Wait a minute. I'll take a picture of James taking Jeez. Your picture and then we'll have
proof
that the picture taken was done.
You put the
I'll
cap
get
on.
This.
Thanks. Okay.
I wasn't looking.
Oh, you gotta look then.
Madness.
Oh, there you
this
go.
Way
That's going
madness
on the site.
Lies.
Dating
yes.
site. Right.
There we go. Oh, that's the single shot.
That's the single shot.
For after James dumps Christmas and Ellie has to go and find someone more jingly.
Becomes a great southern slut.
Oh, dear. That's all right. Every time I get on stage, I become the great southern ham. Does that count? Not really.
That's cute.
Yeah, I don't know. It sort of lacked punch.
I don't get it.
No, it's because I'm not
is
a good actor.
Is something to do with a pig or...?
No, ham is in acting. Hammy acting.
Hamming it up.
Really,
okay. I'm slow. Sorry.
Really my puppy's a... My dog's an actor.
That's
now.
Right. Your dog's a star. It's going to be a star. It's going to be in what? Wizard of Oz?
Yes, he's playing Toto.
Well, I didn't think he was going to be the lion.
But how good would that be? I want to get him a t-shirt that says, fuck Toto, I'm a lion.
That would be a good shirt. That would be funny. I know. That would be funny. We're going to need a photo of that for the website if you get that. We're going to need that. Yeah, excellent. All right, folks, we have like 5 minutes left in here. We've got a good 45 minutes here for the folks at home. So I think they've had a nice little, I don't know, go fuck yourself. So,
are you cutting anything out?
No, probably not.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'll just let
it. I'm sorry, people.
I let it all go live now.
If you're still
here. I don't edit squat.
Yeah.
I don't
thanks
edit
for
squat.
Telling us before we started talking.
I wouldn't do that.
It's a pretty boring show, Steve.
I really don't care.
I think it was...
How much did they pay for it?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
How much did they pay?
We don't give
they
a
paid
shit.
Nothing.
We
they
don't
paid
give
nothing.
A fuck what you think.
That's right. Three years work and we made $70. I don't really care what anyone
Merry
thinks
fucking
about the shows
Christmas
anymore.
To you too, motherfuckers.
Yeah, don't they owe us a carton of beer? I'm pretty sure they do. From like 2010.
You know, if 50 of them clicked on an ad, I'm sure that would pay for a carton of beer.
That would be nice. Go click on an ad, you selfish pricks.
It's festive. It's festive to click on an ad.
That's
change it.
Go click yourself.
Yeah, go click yourself.
Go
click
yourself. You heard it here, folks. A brand new insult for the audience at home.
We love you all, so go click yourself.
Go click yourself. Excellent.
See all you. Right.
Bye. Yes.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy your Steve-mas and have a relatively safe new year. Don't start any fights. Don't get too drunk.
Don't drink and drive.
That's right. That's right. Smoke, dope, and fly.
Drink, drive, you're a bloody idiot.
Sweet. All right. Bye-bye, folks.
Bye.
Have fun. See ya.
I got no pants on.